As long as snows are deep and nights are dark, moose mingling in roadways is a fact of life everywhere in Alaska. With a higher than average number of moose killed in collisions with vehicles this winter, the Roadkill Salvage Program in the Mat-Su Borough is rotating through the list frequently. One name on the list is the Sioux Valley High School Moose Club. KTNA's Lorian Nettleton has the story.
When the loudspeaker announces there's a moose in the woodshop, students at Sioux Valley High know it's time to butcher wild game. The Sioux Valley Moose Club is in its first year, and already they've processed 5 roadkill moose through the state's salvage program. 10th grader Maddie Starbuck made her first visit to the Moose Club this week to help out. She's processed other animals before, including cows and pigs from her family's farm, but the moose, she says, was a little different.
It was a lot more muscly, and because, of course, moose have a lot of muscles, so it was kind of harder to get the muscles off and everything, but it was fun.
Yeah.
What about the bones? Are you bringing bones home for
your dogs? We were actually just breaking the ribs and everything over there so we could take them home to our dogs.
Maddie's brother, Joseph, is in 7th grade. It was also his first time at Moose Club. He was one of the first to show up this week and was able to participate in all steps from skinning the carcass to grinding and vacuum sealing the burger.
Well, it was kind of hard to do it because you had to like pull the fur away or whatever and try and get to the meat, and that was fun, but there's a lot of muscles and stuff like that, so yeah.
How many kids were in here when you got here today?
Well, when I first got here, I think there was only 2 kids, but they kept on arriving and arriving, and at the end it was a lot.
So since you were first here, did you kind of get to jump right in? And
yeah, it was just like, here's your knife, here's the table, start cutting.
Steve Harrison teaches PE at Sioux Valley. He says the community support for the project has made a dream into a reality. The Moose Club received support from Talkeetna and Susitna Community Revenue Sharing Grants, which gave the club everything it needed to turn roadkill into a learning experience that also fills freezers around the community.
We got $11,000 through the Talkeetna and Sunshine Community Councils through that program, and we were able to fund the construction of our moose shed and also all the meat butchering supplies, including the grinder and vacuum sealer and sausage stuffer and everything that we need to process a moose, including a trailer that is specially designed with a winch on it, and we built a sled out of UHMW plastic that the moose fits on, and we just winch it right onto the trailer.
32 students are signed up for the Moose Club. On any given day, as many as 12 may show up to participate in the butchering and bagging. Harrison says any more than 8 kids at a time with knives in their hands can seem like a little bit much.
But we've been lucky to have plenty of help, you know, the whole time. And the kids, they love it. You know, they're learning how to do this stuff, and they're excited. They're, you know, looking at, they're seeing, you know, the different parts on the animal there, and have lots of questions and stuff. So it's great. Kind of neat one about this last moose we got last night. I picked it up really late, but it was hit by a train. But it was unfortunately there was a baby fetus moose inside of it, and I immediately called Mike Matthews. He was in here earlier helping, and he's not only the basketball coach, but he's the biology teacher, and so he was super excited to get that. It's in the freezer now so that he can show and do some biology lessons with his kids using you know, the fetus. So there's other opportunities. There's some good education opportunities that present themselves here.
It's normally a 3-day operation that kids fit in mostly after school or during their free periods. But for this week's moose, most of the action took place during a half day of school. With plenty of kids helping, the whole process was completed from start to finish in one day. In Talkeetna, I'm Lorian Nettleton.